It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Yeah, welcome to another edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York. Well, we're coming to you from Toronto, Canada. That's correct. This show is recorded live at the Pinnacle Conference. A special thank you to Norm Trainer and Keita Deming for inviting us here to the Pinnacle Conference. And we're going to be speaking with today Dean Harder, founder of H. And you're wondering, okay, H, how cool is that? How unique is that? Yeah, that's what you're wondering. And of course, Dean is going to discuss it. But before I get to my incredible guests, a special thank you to the great listenership of this program. It is because of you that we are number 3 in New York AM radio. The Nielsen ratings have us number 3. And why is that? Because, of course, we have great guests and great business content week in and week out. But it's because you have come to expect and trust that we will deliver incredible business content every single week, and we do, and it's because we have great guests, and we cover such a wide range of topics, including sales, marketing and advertising, emerging technologies, leadership, strategic planning, financial planning. My guest could probably speak about each one of them tonight, but it's only 40, it's only an hour, so we have to see how much we can get to. Before I get to my guests, just to be a mensch, a special thank you to the entire team at BLMG, in particular Sruli, Michal, for making this all happen. A special thank you to the team at 710 WOR, Darren, Peter, and Robert. Zeb Brenner, thank you for the shout out. And of course, a special thank you to all those that follow us on the many different channels that we are syndicated on. Without further ado, tonight's guest, Dean Harder, founder of H. Okay, H, what is that? Well, they offer the ability to impact the experience for a salesperson and the consumer by significantly and meaningfully impacting the relationship. Now, you know, hearing that right away, you're saying to yourself, wow, how could that, you know, how can I make that happen? When Dean speaks, and Norm has spoken about Dean many times in the times that Norm has been featured here on the program, the concepts that you'll be hearing today, one of the beauties is that there are takeaways. It's real. You can implement it in your business as opposed to pie in the sky type of stuff. Dean is a very down-to-earth guy. Now, also, those that have been following and listened to the show that I had with Norm a couple of weeks ago, where he spoke about Dean, he has a house in Indiana, a house in Florida, and he takes his bike. He doesn't do it by car or RV. No. He does it the real way with his Harley. And the question is, am I going to have the opportunity to take it for a spin? But you know what? And maybe it's an interesting idea, interesting question. I know many listeners are probably like, I'd like to see Yitzhak on one of those. But wait, we have a lot to get to in tonight's show. So first, we're going to get to some real stuff about how you can help your business grow through great sales techniques and tactics. Dean Harder, welcome to Mind Your Business.
Yitzhak, I have been so forward. I've been looking so forward to this. You are just a remarkable human being, and thank you for having me.
Thank you. So, you have a concept: attract, engage, compel. Could you please break that out? Those are great words, but like, how do you make that happen?
Love the question. So when you think about the world of sales, and that's our audience, if you're out there, you're involved in the world of sales either as a salesperson or as a customer and a client,
right?
And perhaps on both ends of that spectrum. So often what happens in the world of sales is a salesperson starts from what they do, the services they provide. We call that the inside. Mm-hmm. And they work outward. So the reach out to a client or prospective customer is to share with you what we do, who we are. Well, as I've learned through my years of doing this, over 26 years, we start from the outside and work back in. Well, what's the outside? The outside's what you want, what you desire, what you're after. And so in order for us to ever land on in a conversation where we're syncing up on mm-hmm. something that matters to you, you have to be attracted in to even want to have a conversation with me. So the attraction really starts by understanding what it is you want as a customer or a client. Once you lean in and go, wow, I had no idea about whatever it is you were talking about or whatever we were talking about, that's the tip, if you will, that they're ready to engage. So before I get to the compel,
yes,
let me just use the example of if you were if you were a single person and you wanted to meet someone and get married. Mm-hmm. You don't walk up to somebody and say, hey, you want to get married?
You don't propose on the first date.
No. You walk up to somebody and say, hey, I would love to say hello. I'd love to buy you a cup of coffee. I'd love to go to dinner sometime. Let's, whatever. That's the attraction part. There's an attraction. And in the sales world, if we don't create the attraction, we go right to the engagement. It's as though we're asking somebody to marry us. And that's one of the basic missteps in the world of sales. The attract and the engage are my responsibility as a salesperson. That begs the question, so who's responsible for the compel? Because if you look at the synonyms you check for compel, they're actually negative words. Persuade, coerce, right, are a couple.
Right.
I don't want to persuade or coerce you. However, I want you to become compelled to take action that makes transformational changes in your life regarding the products or services that we talk about. It's not my job to compel you. It's my job to help you see things that you don't see. That's the attract, engage, compel.
Let's talk reality. The typical salesperson wants to cut straight to the chase and go right to the sale. And they know their product. They know what they're selling. And they're convinced the person on the other side of the phone or the Zoom meeting, or if they're meeting face-to-face, the other person really needs what they have to offer. And they just, like you said, they just dive right in and compel. And they don't realize they're killing the deal.
Absolutely. Have you been to a big box store or hardware store before?
Yeah, sure.
Have you ever seen a sign in the tool section where it says, here is where you'll find your hole?
Okay.
No, you'll find a drill bit.
Right.
But you don't actually go into a hardware store to buy a drill bit. You go in to buy a hole. The drill bit creates the hole. I need to know whether or not you want a hole, not a drill bit.
That's great. That's great. And by the way, what Dean is sharing is such practical guidance, because, again, a typical salesperson just, they don't have the patience, and they just want to cut right through the sale. They're just trying to make the sale. But they have to realize there has to be the concept attract, engage, compel. And in fact, Norm refers to this frequently. He says he flies a lot. He's on the airplane. Let's go through the drill. He's on the airplane. He sits down next to someone, and someone says, oh, hi, what do you do? And what does he say? I think he attributes it to you. He says, I turn to them and say, I thank you for the question. May I ask, what do you do? He says, and they never say, well, I asked you first.
No, exactly. Exactly.
Dean, why is asking for permission such an important part of developing a meaningful relationship in building the sales process?
You know, Yitzhak, you're a great example of someone who has tremendous influence. And one of the reasons why you have influence is you live out the two elements of influence. You focus on the other person, and you earn the right to proceed. So focusing on the other person is working from the outside back in. And earning the right to proceed simply takes away my assumption that you want to talk about the things I want to talk about. So one of the techniques that we teach is something we've just labeled ready, set, go. And it's something we use in the very, very first time we ever interact with someone, the very first time we've been introduced. And in the ready portion is no more than, hey, Yitzhak, do you mind if we jump in? Because every conversation begins with small talk.
Right.
But we agreed to get together on the basis of a big talk. Big talk is just a way to label the sales part of the conversation, if you will.
Right.
And I don't mean that in a negative way.
Right.
So, hey, Yitzhak, do you mind if we jump in? Is different than, me saying, yeah, Chuck, I'd like to go ahead and jump in. Completely different.
That's right.
I started from the inside when I said that. So you would say, sure, let's go ahead and jump in. The set, so that was ready. Set is, before we jump in, Yitzhak, I'm just curious, what were you expecting today? And you'll say whatever you say. You typically would say, well, I don't have any expectations. To which I would respond, well, if you recall when we agreed to get together, I simply wanted to get acquainted with you and you with me, and I'd love to take just a few minutes to show you how we help people. Are you cool if that's what we do? We just synced up because here you are nodding, sure, that sounds great. I'm not assuming that you even remember that conversation. And so the go part, which I'll leave for another time,
okay.
is a question that we ask to make sure we clearly understand your want, your desire. Now, I just said I'd leave it for another day. Would you rather me share it now?
Yes, please. Because okay. My listeners are going to reach out to me.
I know.
Why didn't you give them a chance? Okay.
Yeah. No. So the very first time, I'm in the world of sales. I've had a financial practice for a number of years. And when you would ask me, if you would ask me what I do,
right,
my response would be very simple. We're really involved in helping people spend and enjoy their money as well as share their wealth. That's what we do. We love doing it, helping you spend and enjoy and as well as share your wealth. And so we get together on that basis. And so the third question I ask before we ever really dive mm-hmm. into any conversation mm-hmm. is, oh, I'm just curious, Yitzhak. I'm curious if you want to retire someday.
That's a great question. It's just a great question because there's an obvious answer.
That question is identifying, do you want a hole in the wall or not? And there are three ways that you'll respond very quickly. You'll say, yes, of course.
Right.
Duh.
Right. Hello.
And the vast majority of people, especially people that work for companies and organizations, they're not entrepreneurs. They tend to think a little differently to that question. Mm-hmm. They're very quick to say, yes, of course. It's very rare for somebody to say no.
Right.
But some people say no, which really? Is important because that tells me they don't want a hole in the wall.
All right. Right. They just
but the third response is,
forever.
You know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure, Dean. And I just simply learned to respond, Yitzhak, are you suggesting that you're not sure you want to retire or you're not sure you can retire? Every single time, I've been asking that question for over 15 years. I'm not sure I can. I went through a divorce. I started a business and it failed. I had some health issues. A number of issues pop up and immediately, without even going into any business interaction, I'm learning from somebody what they want. Ready, set, go. It's that simple.
Incredible. Before we go to a commercial break, how could people find out more about your services and to get in touch with you?
DeanHarder.com.
Is that easy?
It's that easy. Harder is the opposite of softer. So it's DeanHarder.com.
Amazing. We're going to be back in a moment. Stay tuned.
Shia Rubenstein, Executive Vice President of the JCon Conference, is inviting you to attend our Real Estate Summit on Tuesday, July 11 at the Hilton in Staten Island. For more information and to register, please visit attendjcon.com. Once again, attendjcon.com, where you'll hear from panelists, speakers, networking, mentors, and anything related to real estate. And of course, the great food. Don't miss it. Once again, please visit AttendJCon. That's AttendJCon.com for more information, to see all the different panels and lineup, and of course, to register. Looking forward to seeing you once again at AttendJCon.com for the JCon Real Estate Summit, Tuesday, July 11 at the Hilton in Staten Island.
Paraflight, luxurious and private, our network of jets and helicopters provide stress-free corporate flights for discerning business owners and executives. Experience the Paraflight difference as we fly you from anywhere to anywhere, anytime. Call 844-538-1911. Jet and helicopter charters, 24/6 dispatch center, domestic and international, urgent flights, concierge service, ground transportation, gourmet kosher catering. Paraflight. We focus on your flights. You focus on your business. Call Sim Shane and the Paraflight team toll-free at 844-538-1911. Paraflight, 844-538-1911. Experience the Paraflight difference. 844-538-1911.
Mind Your Business with Yusuf Zaflis right here on 710 WOR, the Voice of New York, and on the iHeartRadio Network. Where are we? Where are we recording from? Well, this episode was recorded live in Toronto, Canada, at the Pinnacle Conference event. A special thank you to Norm Trainer and Keita Deming for running this incredible event, and I had the opportunity to catch up with Dean Harder. Dean Harder is the founder of H. Yes, and you can find that more information by going to deanharder.com, deanharder.com. His background is in financial planning, but now he is a sales, is it fair to say a sales consultant? What would be the official title?
You know what? That's a great question because I'm not a fan of titles.
Okay.
But okay. The best I could share is that I'm so interested in coming alongside of individuals, companies, organizations, to transform the experience that salespeople and customers, clients, have with one another. And so what I bring to the table is a 26-year career of doing it. I still do what I do all these years I've been doing it. I continue to have what I call my core business. And I just have brought to that space how you actually attract, engage, so that people can compel themselves to go after the solutions that bring about what they want.
In the first segment of tonight's show, Dean discussed Ready, Set, Go. And again, the podcast will be up by Monday morning, so you'll be able to listen to that part. And the YouTube episode will be up in short order. But he opened with discussing attract, engage, and compel. And one of the really hallmarks of Dean is the way he listens to people, the way he probes, the way he digs down in order to get to the bottom of what does the other person on the other side of the conversation really want. And of course, that means being a great listener and not just jumping in and selling and like, you know, just jumping down there. To that point, one of the concepts that you have is, I hope I'm going to pronounce this right, TIDADS, TIDADS. What in the world is that, Dean?
TIDADS is a big picture framework that you will use to create one-on-one conversations. You will use that framework for emails, for phone calls. If you're going to speak in front of a group of 5, 10, or 20 people, or 100, 2,000, 5, or 10,000 people. TIDADS is an acronym that has these elements. The first T stands for topic. The second T, or the second T,
right.
The second letter, I, is idea.
Okay.
The next two letters go together. The D and the A, that stands for desired action. Great. That's followed by the second D, which is dialogue. And we end with S, which is stuff. So if you think about it, you start from the top, the first T, and go down to the S, but you also work from the S and work up to the T. And let me, if I may, just give a little more example. The idea of topic. So the topic could be financial services. It could be real estate. It could be flooring. It could be a moving company. It doesn't matter what the topic is. But within that topic, you have to pick an idea and even go so far as to determine what is the leading idea within that topic that you want to talk about. So in the first segment, I mentioned that in the very first interaction with a client that we work with in our financial business, mm-hmm. we'll ask the question, hey, I'm curious if you want to retire someday.
Right.
And when they say yes, and they go, oh, I can't wait, they've identified that want that you just referred back to. Well, the leading idea in the very first conversation is an idea that disrupts their belief that they actually can retire. Now, that's not me suggesting they can't retire. It's me bringing to them information or a thought that 99% of the time, no one's ever brought to them.
Right.
that thought disrupts their thinking, which allows me to be confident most of the time, almost all of the time, the desired action I want them to want to take is to have another conversation. Well, if you and I have a conversation for 15 or 20 minutes, mm-hmm. and you lean in and go, Dean, I had no idea that that's how this worked. To which I will say, well, Yitzhak, I know we only said we were going to chat for 15 to 20, so I'm just curious, can you think of any reason why you wouldn't want to see the rest of the story? I don't want to leave you hanging here. I just asked you to say no, because we're preconditioned to say no.
Right.
Which, but that's the affirmative response. No, I can't think of any reason, Dean, why I wouldn't want to see how you resolve this. That's the desired action. I just want you to want to have another conversation. The dialogue, the second D, the dialogue is just the interaction that we play out together. So just as you and I have a script,
mm-hmm.
so do all of my conversations. That doesn't mean we don't free flow,
right,
but it's no different than going to your great city in New York to a Broadway show. Every actor on that stage started by reading a script, memorizing the lines, learning the character. So do we. And the reason we use scripting is not to manipulate the conversation. It's so I don't have to think about where should we go in this? What right. should I say right. next?
It's a roadmap.
Right, absolutely. And the S is just the stuff. And so I walk
in. Is the Harley.
That's right. We're going to get you on that Harley, by the way.
Hey! I heard it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We'll get pictures on that website. So the S is the stuff. So when I'm in person having that first conversation, that includes I want a neutral place. I want a coffee shop. I want coffee or tea or whatever somebody wants to drink. I bring a sketch pad with me. Why would I bring a sketch pad? Because I don't want to bring a computer. I don't want to bring, if I want to doodle or draw, I have a little sketch pad I can doodle or draw on. Some of the other conversations we have would require some different items. So the S is just stuff. It just depends. Great. So that's Tie Dads.
Next question. And this is really, fundamental. We're talking about getting involved into a sales conversation. What's your trick for triggering the conversation? How does someone get it started in that comfortable way?
Love that question. And I kind of stole the thunder when I mentioned the ready, set, go.
Okay.
Because that Good. Really is the ready, set, go.
And let's review it. But it's so fundamental.
So there's eight moves. One of the elements that we teach in our program is eight moves that actually make up or are the elements for any conversation. And it's start, sync, story, stop. So the
start,
sync,
S-Y-N-C, okay, sync,
story, and stop.
Stop like?
Like stop. Yeah, be done. Okay. And so the start the conversation is not when you and I sit down with our tea and coffee, because we're sitting down having small talk. So I need to put the ignition in or bring the fob out of, get the fob out. And to actually start the conversation, that's where I'll simply say to you, Yitzhak, do you mind if we jump in? That starts the conversation. So you say, no problem. We jump in and we agree. We sync up. That's why we ask the question, I'm just curious what you're expecting today. And you can say what you want. We sync up. The story are the individual conversations that we've created to help you get what you want. So our first conversation we call So What. The reason we call it So What is I believe you should be thinking, so what in the world would I want to have another conversation with you about, Dean? That's what I'm believing is you're going, so what? What's this about? And not just what is this about, but how does this make a difference in my life?
I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's what's so brilliant is you're really wrapping yourself around what the other person is
100%.
Thinking. You're not just going in and playing make-believe and just ignoring and trying to ramrod your way through.
So quite the opposite. No, quite the opposite. It's... When our friend Norm has said this phrase over and over and over. When you know how to open,
you don't have to close.
You don't have to close. And when you open from the outside and work back in, all you're doing is asking permission to enter inside their world to understand what they want. So after you sync up and you go into the story, we have this so what. So there's a so what element in that first conversation. If you recall, I mentioned, can you think of any reason why you wouldn't want to see the rest of the story?
Right. Right, you said that.
The name of the second conversation is rest of the story. The third conversation is show me. The reason it's show me is in the second conversation, most of the time you will get to the point where you go, this makes sense. I had no idea that this is how it worked, how you're sharing this, the rest of the story, what I didn't even know I didn't know. And that's a shout out to the longtime Paul Harvey. Paul Harvey was famous.
Sure.
Yes.
Paul Harvey.
Now it's Yitzhak.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's a big compliment.
That is a huge.
Paul Harvey's.
Yes, he is something else. Yes.
Granddaddy.
So the show me conversation is a way for me to show you how to do something you already agreed you wanted to do. And yet we haven't even talked about your specific world. Mm. It's starting from the outside, working back in.
Dean, you have a concept which you write in your book. By the way, congratulations, Mazel Tov. When did the book come out? Stop Pitching. When did it come out?
So the book Stop Pitching came out February of 2022. It was about a 2.5-year project. I was fortunate to actually work with Keita Deming. John Donnelly was the editor, who is a part of the Covenant Group team. It's available on Amazon. It's been a fantastic lift for what we do. But the book, it encompasses these strategies, these frameworks. It also, every chapter includes a story. I include a lot of my family, some of my friends, and it's because life is what teaches us principles. And it's not the business technical information. Principles come from life. And so I built in stories into the book to help portray these principles.
In the book, you have a concept, the fork in the road in sales. How important is it to be mindful of it, and what's your suggestion when someone reaches that point?
Well, every conversation has a fork in the road. In other words, you would not want to get together to see the rest of the story until you felt compelled yourself. I didn't compel you. You felt compelled to want to see it. That's a fork in the road. Here's the key to the fork in the road concept. There are four motivators that cause us to take action. Okay. Instant gratification, okay. Instant pain, okay. Future gratification, and future pain. We take action if we put our hand on a hot stove. That's instant pain.
Ouch.
Instant gratification would be, you know what? I'm not going to study tonight. I'm going to watch the World Series because, you know, it doesn't happen every day. The future gratification is a horrible motivator. People don't tend to be motivated very much by future gratification, nor do they get motivated by future pain. Right. So this process that we teach and all the different frameworks that we share are built around bringing future pain into the present.
Mm.
When you bring future pain and somebody feels that,
you get action.
Right. And so that future pain is when they see it today, they then realize they are standing in the fork of the road. That fork in the road isn't 10 years from now, 20
Brilliant.
Years from now.
Brilliant.
It's now. And that is all built around developing the right conversations so that people compel themselves to take these micro action steps.
So brilliant. Because when there's a fork in the road, you gotta make a decision.
You have to. Or you can stand there, I guess.
Oh, we're having an incredible conversation with Dean Harder. By the way, his new book, Stop Pitching, The Role of Conversations in the World of Sales, is available, of course, on Amazon and select bookstores. For more information about Dean Harder, deanharder.com. It's that simple. deanharder.com.
Opposite of softer.
You got it. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paychex's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paychex helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paychex services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paychex. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
This is Richard Solomon. If you're having a corporate event or a seminar or workshop and you're looking for a public speaker that's just a little bit different, why don't you give me a try? 516-371-4924. I'm a radio host. I'm a lawyer. I'm an author. I've been a lecturer. I've got a lot of really great war stories. And if you want to learn more, go to thesolomonchannel.com and you'll see all the great videos and everything that we've done over the years. We've done a lot of great stuff, including cash flow dynamics, things about small business, dealing with regulation, and surviving the challenges in this very tough and competitive business environment. 516-371-4924. 516-371-4924.
Shia Rubenstein, Executive Vice President of the JCON Conference, is inviting you to attend our Real Estate Summit on Tuesday, July 11 at the Hilton in Staten Island. For more information and to register, please visit attendjcon.com. Once again, attendjcon.com, where you'll hear from panelists, speakers, networking, mentors, and anything related to real estate. And of course, the great food. Don't miss it. Once again, please visit AttendJCon. That's AttendJCon.com for more information, to see all the different panels and lineup, and of course, to register. Looking forward to seeing you once again at attendjcon.com for the JCon Real Estate Summit, Tuesday, July 11 at the Hilton in Staten Island.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yusuf Saftis right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York and around the world for those that know how to reach and to consume incredible business content. We're on the iHeart Radio Network. It's really cool. We're just around the block from where we are here in Toronto on University. I saw some big studio. It said iHeart Radio. I made sure to take some pictures because we're recording here from Toronto, Canada. We're live at the Pinnacle Conference 2023. Special shout out to Norm Trainer and Keita Deming. Thank you for inviting us. And we're speaking with Dean Harder of H. Yeah, you're wondering, what's that? Well, Dean Harder led a very successful financial planning practice for many years and has mastered the art of having incredible, deep conversations where people open up about what's important to them, what life means to them. And tonight you're hearing that because I've always been intrigued because Norm, as he's always so gracious, share the limelight and share the compliments and has frequently spoken about Dean Harder in his conversations here on 710 WOR. And now we're hearing it firsthand how Dean has mastered the art, truly understand what the person on the other side of the conversation is seeking. Don't just try to sell. And that's why his book is Stop Pitching. What an appropriate title. Stop Pitching. Oh, we have a lot to cover. Dean, a sales pitch is much more than the words used. And of course, I feel like terrible saying that, sales pitch. Like, but just in terms of framing this question, okay, it's much more. Can you tell us how vocabulary, white space, pacing, tone, energy are all so important for the sales, I'm not going to say a pitch, sales conversation?
Well, I love that. In fact, if you have a chance to watch any video, if this was captured, I know you're capturing this.
We are. It's going to be up on YouTube.
You just demonstrated it. You did. You just slowed down and you took your time. It was awesome. You really truly demonstrated that. One of the reasons why is you already knew what you were going to say. You had scripted that question. And in the world of sales, there's such a negative connotation with scripting. And yet, all of my career, which I'm still active in my financial business, it's scripted. It's not manipulative scripted. What I'm trying to do more than anything, and the reason why the tone and the white space and the vocabulary and all that matters, is I want you to recognize I'm on your side of the table. I'm not here trying to shove anything down your throat. I'm not trying to hit some kind of a sales quota. I'm here to help you get something you want. And if you come to realize that what you're doing is not going to provide the outcome that you're after, I'm not convincing you or persuading you. You're compelling yourself to go, holy cow, I'm standing in the fork of the road. And if I stay on the path I'm on, I'm not going to experience what I want. So, Dean, what else could I do? That's the other fork, which is a variety of things. It's not just one. There's no magic pill. And so vocabulary, I just want to take a moment on that. You kindly corrected yourself that we don't pitch people.
Right.
We have conversations. And so when somebody comes to a point where they want to own something, they want to implement something, and it just so happens that we can help them do that, they're buying something. They're not being sold something. They're choosing to buy. We live life all the time going out every single day, buying things that we want, a cup of coffee, gas for our car, a wash for our car, dry cleaning. We don't do that just because we want to blow money. We do that because we want the outcome it gives us. When it comes to the world of sales, especially when it comes to relationships, we become the conduit to help that person get to a point where they can recognize, first and foremost, that they need to change. They need to change. Change course.
And not to be scared of it. Embrace it. Prepare for change. And again, the type of conversations that you have people, that you have with people, naturally, you know, bring them into that framework. Bring them into that space of that, you know, I ought to start thinking about that. I haven't given that serious thought, but you know what? You made me feel comfortable having that conversation.
You know, what's interesting to you, Chuck, I have to share this thought that one of the comments I'll hear from time to time when I do a keynote address or I'm talking to a large organization about their sales team, what they're doing, or a one-on-one conversation, I'll get this comment, Dean, you're just gifted. If you knew my whole story, I didn't really speak much until I was about five. I was scared. My parents actually took me to the Mayo Clinic in Rochester. I grew up in Minnesota because they thought there was something wrong with me. I was a very outgoing kid when I turned about 8 or 9 years old, and I became really interested in communication at a young age because of my years in a youth organization called 4-H. And yet it wasn't until my 20s that I had some mentors in my life come alongside of me and curb my overenthusiasm and begin to help me redirect all this energy and interest. And so what I am today is a project.
Fascinating. Because we all are that way.
We truly are. And so there are things that I do today. There are conversations that I have today that 20 years ago, 15 years ago, maybe even some 10 years ago, I couldn't even imagine ever having those conversations or saying what I say. Shoot, Yitzchak, I never imagined I would write a book. And yet, with Keita Deming's help and his encouragement, here it is right on the table in front of us.
Beautiful. You know, the next question is, we touched on it earlier, but it really, I'll ask it this way. Salespeople usually just wing it. Now, and unfortunately, because perhaps they're looking at a sales quota, whatever it is, and they just kind of try to, as they say, propose on the first date. Why should they do the exact opposite and create a script? Now, again, you could hear the benefits and the advantages and disadvantages on both sides. But at the end of the day, why is it important to have a script? Obviously, leaving in mind that a person can ad-lib and be themselves. But why is it important to go with a script?
Love this question. This is one of my most favorite elements of what we're a part of when we're working with people. Let me ask you this, Yitzhak. Do the employees or the team members, I'm not sure what they're called at Disney World, do they wing it?
Oh,
not at all. Every response that comes out of every person's mouth is a scripted response. And yet, do they have trouble attracting people?
No.
Not at all. And people engage and spend money and do all that because of how incredible the experience is. The other example I think of is in the airlines. Forever and ever and ever, you would sit down and you would have this person on the intercom drone on about what's going on. Southwest Airlines disrupted that. They still get out the same information, but I travel Southwest a fair amount. And
I mean, usually you bike it, but like
yes,
when
of course,
you fly,
no, that's right. When I fly, that's right. And I love it when one of the flight attendants who's doing the announcement gets on and throws in little funny barbs. Right. What happens? Everybody drops what they're doing and they listen. But yet, it starts with a script. So scripting allows you to become more personable and more you in the conversation. That's why it's so important.
It's a great point. You mean it keeps focus, it keeps anyone on track, but yet at the same time, you gotta make sure to be open and human and have your character, you know, because I could imagine there's some people take it to an extreme and like show up, "Hello, Mr. Harder. How are you today?" And like, come on, cut it out.
No, exactly. Nobody on Broadway would ever take the stage if they were just handed the script.
Right.
No, exactly. And so one of the concepts that we also teach, and I know Norm teaches this in the Covenant group, you memorize, then you personalize so that you can improvise when necessary. But you memorize. You just memorize. That's why in the book, we do have some scripting in the book that people can read and then take the scripting and then personalize it so it fits your industry or fits you as a person, but don't change the integrity of the question.
Right. Tonight's show brought to you in part by H. Dean Harder is the founder of H. To find out more information about Dean, deanharder.com, deanharder.com. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Paraflight, luxurious and private, our network of jets and helicopters provide stress-free corporate flights for discerning business owners and executives. Experience the Paraflight difference as we fly you from anywhere to anywhere, anytime. Call 844-538-1911. Jet and Helicopter Charters, 24/6 Dispatch Center, domestic and international, urgent flights, concierge service, ground transportation, gourmet kosher catering. Paraflight. We focus on your flights. You focus on your business. Call Sim Shane and the Paraflight team toll-free at 844-538-1911. Paraflight. 844-538-1911. Experience the Paraflight difference. 844-538-1911.
Powerful people, famous names, impactful content.
I always challenge people, what car are you driving? What computer are you using? What shoes are you wearing?
Right.
There is a segment that doesn't matter, but most other segments, they are brand consumers. They have an affinity. I'm on the board of Nike. People are passionate about the Nike brand.
That was Beth Comstock, former vice chair of GE. Follow on Instagram at Business Class Clips for more.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times in the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luc Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Mind Your Business with Isaac Saftless right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York and around the world on the powerful IR radio network. Tonight's show was recorded at the Pinnacle Conference 2023 in Toronto, Canada. A special shout out to the brains behind it, Norm Traynor and Keita Deming. By the way, you can find out more information about the Covenant Group by visiting covenantgroup.com, covenantgroup.com. And we have around 10 minutes left to this incredible show. Anyone that's involved in sales, this show is for you. And who isn't? That's an important point also. We all are involved in sales in one way, shape, or another, either making sure that you get, right, you're presented correctly so you're part of an organization that you wish to be part of, or you're running a company and you need to get clients, lead generation, retention, we always hear, but the lifeblood is sales. And that's why we're catching up with Dean Harder, founder of H. By the way, you can find out more information about Dean and his new book, Stop Pitching, deanharder.com, deanharder.com. Dean, thank you so much for carving out of your crazy hectic schedule for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
You have a technique called the P-Pass. What in the world is the... I heard of Easy Pass. What's P-Pass?
Well, Easy Pass was taken, so I went with P-Pass. So, question for you, Yitzhak. Okay. What's the first step in problem solving?
Oh, man, I would think the first thing is identifying the problem.
You know, I was taught that my entire life, and about 15 years ago, I was challenged by someone who said that's not the first step. Mm. You have to first identify the purpose before you can determine what the problem is. Nice. So the PPAS is an acronym for purpose, problem. The A and the S go together, attempted solution. And the final S is solution. So in a real quick order, if I use my own world that I work in on a regular basis, helping people retire someday, the purpose of saving money is so you can create income with it. It's not to have it for retirement. The purpose is to create income with it so you can walk away from your job. The problem people face the day they retire is the inability to answer two questions. How long will you live? And if your investments, your pile of money, so to speak, is invested, how will it actually perform now that you're using it as an income tool? How will that work? So that's the problem that has to be resolved. It's not taxes. It's not inflation. Those are all environmental contributors. But the problem are those two questions. The attempted solution is, let's just take out as little as possible so we don't run out of money. Right. So it becomes, I'll just take out as little as possible. Well, the unintended consequence is most people are not in a position to build a big enough pile of wealth to be able to live on that attempted solution.
Right.
The solution has to resolve both the problem as well as the unintended consequences. That applies to everything in life. Everything in life. And so PPAS is one of our favorite frameworks.
Identify the purpose. Beautiful. You have another technique that you address in the book. Of course, the book was among... I mean, listen, anyone who has an interaction with Dean gets the experience and understanding of how to truly understand and engage with people. But you get a glimpse by reading his book, Stop Pitching, The Role of Conversations in the World of Sales. Dean,
you're having there a concept, which when we were going through it was like, sounds like WHAA, W-H-A-A. What is that?
W-H-A-A, want, have, align, adjust.
Okay.
It fits inside the PPAS framework, really.
Okay.
So we've already talked about during the show today, and again, I thank you so much for having me on, and it's great for
great
H,
treat.
Great for H to be a part of your great network here. But want, we've already, when somebody says, I want to retire someday and live life as I define it, that's what they tell us. Well, what do you have? In other words, what are the decisions you have in place?
Right.
You give people the benefit of the doubt that all the variables they don't control are favorable. So let's just start there. Do your haves align with your wants? In other words, if you keep experiencing and doing what you're doing and you get to retirement someday, can you live the life you want to live? Is that aligned? Almost always, Yitzhak, it's not aligned.
It's not.
So what are all the ways you can adjust in order to align or better align the have to the want? It's truly that simple when it comes to the world of sales.
But you just you explain it in a way that makes it so attainable for a salesperson to truly go down that path in order to have the desired outcomes. And the reason why I say it like that is because, again, so frequently, and again, we've interviewed many sales superstars on the show, and they also advocate this about truly understanding, and yet you see it violated. How do I know? Because we all get those calls, right? We all get those calls. Like, hi, I'm selling this, buy this, get this. And like, come on, do you really know if I care about what you're selling? And that's what you're advocating, and you have your, again, the acronyms, and you have just such a great way of explaining it and getting it out there, but also like, to make sure it has to get into the woodwork of the person. It's got to be part of their bones, because otherwise we're all, you know, we all either sales quotas, we all just like, we kind of just cut. We want to go from point A to point B quickly, right? And going your way is the way that you get to the depths of understanding the other person, and you wind up doing much more business that way. But it doesn't go as quick, right? Is that fair to say?
Yes and no.
Okay, please push back.
Yes, yes. When somebody understands and feels, more importantly, feels in a very first interaction that they're not being sold, that they're being heard, and that the conversation revolves around what they want,
they open up quicker.
They do.
They
and so in that quicker. Respect, it moves faster.
It does move quicker. You know what? I want to correct myself, because they think it goes slower. The salesperson thinks it goes slower, but they don't realize they're proposing on the first date. So good, you propose the first date, you go quicker, but that's it. You didn't get married.
That's right.
All right. Next question. Sales should be measured by how big a difference you make in the lives of others. That's your quote. It's so special. It's so meaningful. Can you just elaborate on that?
Sales is a necessity. We need sales organizations. We need business. There's no doubt. There's no shame in being in sales. There's nothing wrong with being in sales. However, the sales world has evolved over years and years, decades and decades, centuries and centuries. And what we see today is just way too much pitching, starting from the inside and going outward. I need to hit my goals. I need to pay my mortgage. I have my kid's dental appointment. And people are driven, and those things are important, but they will wreck your sales career if that becomes what drives you. So what drives me is to get out of bed every morning and make the interaction with everybody I get to interact with, whether it's in the world of sales or not, but we're talking about the world of sales.
Mm-hmm.
Whether I earn a penny or not, if there is a way for me to help that person do something, get something, experience something that matters to them, makes them not only feel better, but they're in a better place, that's what makes me successful. Not selling something, not getting paid to do something. It's to see somebody's life transform because they were unaware of how they could transform their own life.
You know, what you just shared is really the recurring theme throughout tonight's show. And I know I'm going to get many requests to watch this episode on YouTube. It's going to go up on YouTube in short order. And by the way, if you feel that you want to differ with something that Dean's saying, I don't know what planet you're on. But hey, you know, YouTube, you could just put your comments in below, and Dean might just respond to you. You know, he drives a Harley, so you know. But what's such a powerful takeaway, which is really I'm connecting with it on such a deep level, is the importance of understanding other people and truly trying to help other people. When someone comes in with that framework, you have them, you win them over. But here's the key point, and I want to turn it back to Dean to really touch on this. You have to do it in a genuine way. If someone is going to follow the script, everything you heard on tonight's show, and say, okay, I'm going to work on this, but they're doing it really with it's with financial benchmarks in mind, it's going to come across transactional. The person on the other side will see through it. Could you please elaborate on that?
Yeah, this is relational. I love the fact, Gitchak, that you just mentioned transactional. Something that's in the book, it was a phrase that came up as I was writing the book, where relationships matter, so too do conversations. The principles of this book apply through other walks of our life. My sister's been in education in the state of Nebraska her entire career. She read my book after it came out, and she immediately implemented some of the techniques and the framework in her role as a principal at this school. And she said it's transformed her relationships with her staff, with teachers, with students. It isn't just about sales. And that's what I love about your program and what you do. You bring to a wide audience and information and ideas and people that want to be heard, not because they're trying to puff up their ego. You've had so many guests on your show that bring these amazing thoughts and ideas. And I'm so honored that we're talking on the show here today, tonight, we got to do this.
What an incredible show. I know people are going to reach out. Hey, when is that YouTube going up? I know it takes around 2-3 weeks. We have to prepare it. We have Cirilli here and our entire team at Bottom Line who works diligently to prepare it and to make sure that it really, Cirilli has some setup over here with all the lighting and everything and the camera angles. Thank you. Dean, what an incredible experience. I can't thank you enough. This wraps up. We're out of time. This wraps up an incredible edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on The Voice of New York, 710 WOR. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.